We are back on the air. This is Radio Entrepreneurs. My name is Jeffrey Davis. And through this full segment of For the Record, we have been hosted by the law firm of Tarlow, Breed, Hart, and Rogers. Beautiful Prudential Center. And sorry to say, we don't have Mark Furman here, as he is not pleading for Radio Entrepreneurs. He's pleading his case to the judge today, and we assume doing a very good job at that. But standing in his shoes is the fabulous Mark Z from Mark Z Legal Staffing.
Jeff, great to be here.
Thank you very much. Always great to have you here, Mark. And, you know, an attorney I've known for, he'd probably say too long, I don't say that, is Bill Rogers, also from the law firm of Tarlow, Breed, Hart, and Rogers. And I think we're going to talk, you know, Bill is notorious for working for serial entrepreneurs, and I think we're going to hear a couple of his stories today. Welcome, Bill.
Good morning, Jeff, Mark.
Good
Thanks
to see you
for
Bill.
Having me.
Yeah, thank you. You know, the market's changing dramatically, and you were telling us offline about a serial entrepreneur you were working with, and I think that's interesting because the field of law has changed a lot in Boston, the landscape in the last 20 years, and maybe you could tell us a little bit about this case.
Well, I had was hired about a dozen or more years ago by a foreign company that specialized in recruiting, and they wanted to come in the U.S. They asked me to help them buy a distressed recruiting firm, a placement firm, because they thought that was their cheaper way into the market, and that if it didn't work out, they could close up shop and suffer a smaller loss, so they protect the downside. And that they had a brick-and-mortar operation that was already up and running, and with their infusion of capital and management skill could turn it around, and they did a very nice job of that. And it became, the U.S. market became their most profitable. But they are a global company, and they do a lot of work in Brazil and China and Japan. And eventually that company grew and sold. And so my very entrepreneurial client is back unconstrained by big boards and big operations, and has gotten into a custom business of building businesses for other people on a joint venture basis, whereby they will build a cash flowing, profitable business within X period of time, according to a investment program that's funded equally by both sides.
Interesting.
And when the business hits the targeted metrics, the buyer buys it, and my client sells it at a stipulated price, which returns a nice profit. It returns all the invested capital to both parties, a tidy profit to my client, and the buyer gets the business at a substantial discount to market.
Sounds like a win-win.
It's huge.
You know what it reminds me of, and maybe you can correct me, I'm sure you would, it sounds like people I know who are in the house flipping businesses,
right,
who buy houses, they build them up, build the value, and then sell it. It sounds like he knows how to identify unique businesses, build them up, sell them, and then move on to the next model.
It's what he actually calls it, the BOT, the build, operate, and transfer model.
So it is a flipping. It's like the house model.
But the difference is it starts from scratch.
Also, the difference is that they both invest together, so the person who's eventually buying it, it's not they're not paying a premium price as they would if they bought it in the marketplace, correct?
Right. So as you said offline, it's a win-win all the way around. What's going to be challenging here is my client's very entrepreneurial. He makes decisions quickly. And his business partner for this opportunity is a global company that doesn't operate that quickly.
You know,
and so that could be that's going to be the interesting part, if they can marry those cultures appropriately and still be nimble and get it done.
I was thinking more about what it's like for you, because a lot of attorneys I talk to who work in the business area are constantly harassing their clients to get things done that they need to get done. I feel like you're working with, like, say, a high-speed train, and there's just so many things you have to stay in pace with to keep up with this person, the opposite of the traditional account.
That's why he's one of my favorite accounts. It's always interesting, and it's always changing.
Is it hard for you to keep up with him?
Sometimes he moves really fast. But I've kept up with him for all these years, so far so good.
Do you find that you're sort of like an outside GC? Because it sounds like you're doing more than putting the deals together. You're really advising too, and you're not you're really collaborating,
right,
with your
like a business advisor.
Right. I am, but Mark, you see lawyers all the time. I think that's intrinsic to what we do.
Well,
I think that's who I am.
When you're good.
When you're right. When yeah. you're good. When you're
you.
You
took it for granted.
Right. Most attorneys are not like that. Most attorneys are like, they don't think outside the box. In fact, being an attorney in a business, I can tell you most attorneys get in the way of deals. They don't promote the deals or see or creative in the deals. And that's what you are as an outside GC and being an entrepreneurial attorney.
Well, nice of you to say that. Maybe you work with too many lawyers, too much time to form that view of them. But I think a lot of lawyers are deal makers.
Well,
I think there are a lot of good lawyers that know how to keep things going and to avoid some of the pitfalls.
Well, you are modest because, you know, I remember consulting to a lawyer many years ago who said to me, be careful when you work with lawyers because they're really good at breaking deals, better at breaking deals than they are at making deals, and they don't always understand business as much as they think they do. But you're really immersed in business. You know, when you go home at night and you're talking, do you think of yourself sometimes as much a business person as you are an attorney, or maybe more one than the other at times?
Well, I think I do, I suppose, because I always identify myself as a business lawyer. And so right there, it's the first word. Now, right, I'm not a corporate. I don't say I'm a corporate lawyer.
Right.
Or a specialist in, entrepreneurial. It's business. It's all business. It all comes down to doing business with people. And you have to be able to do business with people if you're going to do business. And you're going to have to treat them right, have them come back. You can't get in the way of that.
Right.
Well, you're an entrepreneur also. You started this firm. You're one of the founding partners of the firm. Do you find sometimes that you're with clients and they're sort of like, we're doing this at clients, why don't we do this at Tarlow, Breed, Hart & Rogers? Do you have that conflict as an entrepreneur here at times? And I'm not trying to cause trouble. It's just
I
know law firms are different.
You know, what's the tale about the cobbler's children not having shoes?
Right.
So that's often the case with lawyers. You'd be surprised how many lawyers don't have wills. Which, of course, they could have drafted themselves after they passed the bar, but they didn't because they were looking at other things.
Right.
So I'm sure there are many things my clients do I wish we did here.
Right. I feel the same way. So, I mean, I don't have any time to consult to my own firm, but I always have time to consult the clients. So it always aggravates me.
So you're a giver.
That's very nice of you to say that, Bill. Just because I sent you a nice letter didn't make me a giver, but I try to be.
Well, I think getting back to what we were talking about in terms of the fact that you don't say you're a corporate attorney, you say you're a business attorney, and having been in-house as well as practicing, I will tell you that I was a type of attorney that collaborated in terms of our firm working very closely with our president. But we, a lot of times, had trouble with our outside attorneys because they were just pointing out what was wrong and not how to fix it so we could do some deals. So having an attorney like you, who's a business attorney that says, okay, I'm going to protect my client, but I'm going to see what I could do to make the deal happen, I think, and that being in the recruiting business, I could tell you, attorneys continue to get in the way of deals. That's what I hear from other businesses. So I think you do yourself a disservice by not promoting that part of you. I think that's a real talent.
You're modest.
Well, I'm kind of wishing there were more lawyers like you described, Mark, because then they'd be beating down, their clients would be beating down my door.
Well, now they will be.
So it's that time of year, and, you know, I'm not trying to turn you into a futurist, but we have a big budget that's going to pass and new tax laws. And I'm wondering if you're thinking how this could be affecting some of the entrepreneurial clients that you're dealing with right now.
I think the most successful entrepreneurial clients we have think make business decisions outside the tax world and then find a tax solution that works for them the best they can. And they're not doing their business.
The tail doesn't wag the dog.
Yeah, that's a good way of putting it.
Right. I think that's a great answer.
So I think a lot of our successful clients are sticking to their knitting. How do we make it better, faster? How do we make it more useful, more friendly, how do we get it to be into more stores or into more to broaden our customer base and to be innovative? And that fortune follows success in those matters.
Were you always in the area of business law, or did you sort of fall your way into it after law school?
No, the best thing about going to Northeastern was it taught me I didn't want to be a Perry Mason. You know, so many people, you know, go to law school and think they'd love to be the trial lawyer, and I was fortunate enough to go through the co-op program at Northeastern, and I worked in four different settings, a big firm, a small firm, a litigation firm, and a national bank corporate office. And it taught me that it's what I like is business. It's more interesting. And the litigators who I have a good regard for just have a job I wouldn't want, and arguing for a living.
Right. Right. What's interesting with litigators, and I was a former litigator, and a lot of times it's one stop and it's done. And then they've got to work on more cases and more litigation and relationships, where if you're in business, like you are a real business attorney, you really can collaborate and keep a long-term relationship with the client.
More collaborative.
Versus a situation that going to certain doctors, you only go to the doctor not for a checkup, only when something's wrong. So you're involved from the start to the finish a lot of times, whereas litigators just come in once there's a problem.
Yep, that's true.
So it's a lot happier.
So, I mean, my philosophy is it's the client's business, it's the client's risk, and that it's my job to make sure they're aware of it, and they can make whatever decisions they want. So I don't usually create no-fly zones. I just say there's danger over there.
And right.
It's the danger is this or this or this, and if they say I can live with that and they want to do it, they do it.
They pick their own risk.
Right.
Very, very interesting. Bill, if somebody wants to find you and talk to you about business at Tarlow Breed, how would they find you?
Well, just type my name into the search engine.
That's better than the whole website, Bill Rogers. And the law firm is just on Tarlow Breed, Hart & Rogers?
Yes, it is. tbhr-law.com.
Great.
And your phone number?
Mark always loves to give phone numbers. That's his thing.
617-218-2018.
He's the only co-host who asks for phone numbers. He's an old-fashioned guy. Bill, thanks for being on the show again.
Nice to be here.
We hope you're going to come back again in
anytime
the new year.
Anytime you like.
Great.
Thank you,
we like having you. A little change from Mark Furman.
A little taller, that's all.
A little taller.
Happy holidays, everybody.
We're going to take a break. Remind everyone, this is Radio Entrepreneurs.